Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Thursday afternoon, we are almost to the weekend. I told you Monday, like I do every Monday, hey, don't stress that it's Monday, because the weeks fly by. It's going to be Friday before you know it. And here we are sitting on a hot Thursday afternoon. Can't wait for a real cool front to get through here, but it's a warm Thursday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. And tomorrow is already free for all Friday. But, you know, there's good news tonight, because there's Thursday night football. And, you know, this time of year, I really look forward to football. And it's Washington and Green Bay. I think it's at Green Bay. And it's always exciting to have football on, and a lot of great games, college games this weekend, LSU in Florida. And the Saints take on the 49ers in the Caesars Superdome on Sunday. We'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. Obviously, we have a lot to talk about in the aftermath of what happened yesterday. The news broke while we were on the air that Charlie Kirk, a conservative activist, podcaster, talk host, had been shot. And before the end of the show, we got the news that Charlie Kirk had died. And just my first impression, being someone who totally disagrees with Charlie Kirk, my first impression was, this is horrific. This is horrible. This is not the America I was born in. And we are all to blame. I mean, not me, not you, but our country is really to blame for this happening. And we're going to talk about maybe how we got here and some of the things that might have led us to this point. And only you can stop this trend from happening. Now, we don't control the individuals who are not mentally stable. You and I don't control the individuals who are capable of committing such horrific acts as shooting somebody. We don't control them. And there will always be those people out there. But they are fueled by the hate that a lot of people in America profess. Now, let's make one clear distinction here. There is a difference between disagreement and hate. Disagreement is not hate. I can disagree with Charlie Kirk, but I didn't hate him. In fact, I enjoyed coming on the air, and if I read something that he had said or something that he was promoting and I disagree with it, it was good. It was good content for the show. And let's all remember that Charlie Kirk himself invited debate. There's nothing wrong with debate. There's nothing wrong. Charlie Kirk passionately represented his side. Very passionately. And he did a good job of representing his side. He was damn good at what he did. It's not, debate is not the problem. The problem is the hate within people that rises up to the point where it's manifested in society. And while a lot of people who are really haters, people who look for reasons to hate, they're not going to go kill somebody. But I think vicariously, their hate gives those other individuals permission to go do what they want to do. Anyway, we're going to talk about this on the show this afternoon. And, you know, I really hope that we can have a calm discussion. In fact, we're going to have a calm discussion, because if anything isn't calm, or if anything gets out of control, you're done. You know, there was a caller yesterday that, you know, on the day Charlie Kirk died, first thing she wanted to do was blame the Democrats. Ended conversation right then and there. She was gone. And we'll do that again. You know, we control this show. You don't have a right to call this show. Being on this show is not a right. It is a privilege. You have a right to call the show, but being on the air is a privilege. It's not a right. And I respect freedom of speech, but I don't respect hate speech. I don't respect people who are looking for reasons to be hateful. And I think sometimes people are frustrated, they're miserable in their lives, and it makes them feel better to hate. It makes them feel better to mock other people. It makes them feel better to be hateful toward somebody else. It makes them feel better about themselves. So this is like a deep psychological problem in America, because obviously there are a lot of Americans out there who really don't like their lives. They won't admit it, but the way they bash others, the way they are hateful toward others for just having a different opinion, that suggests to me that you'll never admit it, but you really don't like yourself. You're not very happy with yourself. And yesterday I got very passionate about the idea that this country was built on debate. So anyway, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that this afternoon. And I want you to be open to the things that we talk about. And I want you to participate with calls and text. But, you know, I'm not going to be part of this hate mongering BS. And I'm not going to share any of that hate-mongering BS on the air from Scoot on the Air Facebook or from Scoot on the Air Substack. There's less of it on Substack. Facebook, you all have to know this. Facebook has become just a platform of hate from frustrated people. There are people in this country who are meaningless. They have no power. But they feel like they have power when they express their opinion on Facebook. And there are a lot of not intelligent people on Facebook. Maybe there's some intelligent people on Facebook, but there are a lot of unintelligent, misinformed people who believe the wrong things on Facebook. And they present misinformation all the time. And again, it's something more unique to Facebook than other social media platforms. So don't ever let Facebook bother you. Don't ever let the trolls, don't ever let the hateful idiots on Facebook bother you one bit. It's sad they're there, but they are. And they're so self-righteous. And their desire to lash out at others, I think, is the result of them really, they'll never admit it, but they're not happy with themselves. And they want power. They want to feel like they can make change happen. By voicing their opinion on Facebook, they can make change happen. It's their way of feeling powerful. Because they're nothing. They're insignificant. And they have no power. But they've got this big voice thinking that they put it out there and a popular Facebook page and people are going to see it and they feel like they've got power. Well, they don't. And I'm certainly not going to feed that feeling. So it's obvious we have a lot to talk about. And then yesterday, I guess this was right after the shooting. There was a shooting at a high school in Colorado, Evergreen High School. And I think there's at least one student still in critical condition in the hospital. Yesterday, New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell pleaded not guilty in federal court. Did you notice LaToya Cantrell's look? Did you notice her new hair? Well, that's not her hair. That is not her hair. You know, there's no way she could be doing enough collagen for her hair to grow that long over that short a period of time. That is not LaToya Cantrell's hair. Here's what I think happened. I think she was advised to change her look so she did not look like the woman who was indicted by the federal government. The woman who was indicted by the federal government had a short man haircut. She looked kind of like a bulldog. And that really rough, short haircut. And I like women with short hair, too. But her manly haircut made her look rough. And that's the woman who was indicted by the federal government. So I think she was advised to change her look. So now she's got braids. And this is designed to give her a new image in the eyes of the court and maybe potential jury members. But, I wouldn't be surprised if she takes a plea deal. I think this is all serious enough. And I think the FBI has enough information on her. And she's going to be learning about it. Her lawyers are going to be learning about it. I'm not going to be surprised if she takes a plea deal at some point. And they're watching every move she makes. They're watching every phone call, every text she sends. She can't make a move without them watching her because the investigation continues. And for me, it's not about the $70,000. It's the fact that you took advantage of citizens. You took advantage of the people who put you in office. You ripped them off. I don't care whether it was for $100 or $70,000. The amount doesn't matter to me. She deserves what's coming, whatever that is. She is innocent until proven guilty. Let's see what happens in court. But she and no elected official should be able to get away with what she allegedly got away with. And from the information, it seems pretty damn obvious what she did. And along the same lines, our governor, Republican Jeff Landry, kind of did the same thing. Took advantage of his position of power and went on a trip on a private jet, claiming to save the state of Louisiana money. That's BS. Jeff Landry knew that wasn't right. He's a lawyer. I mean, if he didn't know that was wrong, then he would have to admit to being stupid. So he made a stupid mistake, and he's paying a $900 fine. I mentioned this yesterday. That's ridiculous. That's not a fair fine. It's no problem for Jeff Landry to pay $900. I mean, I could pay a $900 fine. That's nothing to Jeff Landry. If you're not going to have fines or punishment that's severe enough to hurt somebody, then don't have fines or don't have punishment. That's not going to hurt Jeff Landry. And that's why these politicians continue to do this stuff, because they really believe they can get away with it. So their sense of power renders them stupid. So Jeff Landry was wrong for doing that. And he knows it was wrong. Don't believe any excuse he gives. He knows it was wrong. And if he doesn't know it's wrong, then he would have to admit that he's stupid and a really bad lawyer. Because if a lawyer doesn't know that that's wrong for a politician to do, then they're not a very good lawyer. So let's see him admit that. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is our senior producer back at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well.
Well, I know you were not at the station yesterday, but you had to be shocked when you got the news that Charlie Kirk had been shot and then died.
Shocked doesn't even really cover it. I mean, I'm truly sick. I feel sick. I feel physically ill.
I didn't even want to come in and do the show because I'm so disgusted with America. I'm so disgusted that we're at this point. So I knew I had to come in and do the show, and I owe it to the audience to do the show at a time like this. But emotionally, I don't want to talk about this. Man, I want to just sit home and relax and watch stupid TV. But I knew I had to come in and deal with this. And, you know, sometimes, you know, my job is fun and great. And there are times like today when it is a struggle to do the show.
Like you said, kind of at the beginning of the show, we're not really going to give people any extra oxygen to come here and say things about you and me that are categorically untrue. So, you know, if your instinct is to say, oh, they must be jumping up and down about this. They must be dancing. They must be so happy. They must be laughing. How dare you? Why are you pretending not to know us? We come on here. We do the show. We got our heart on our sleeves. Every day we tell you what's inside our heart and what we love and what we value. And if you know us that way, and you still have the moxie to even just give any oxygen to the idea that you or I are happy about this development, you're sick. You're sick. Why are you pretending not to know us?
And you know what's really sad, Ian, is, and this is very hurtful. Yesterday, I could not have been more sincere with my disgust that this happened to somebody that I disagree with. Because my disagreement does not translate into hate. My disagreement over Charlie Kirk's issues and policies and the things that he promotes, my disagreement with him has nothing to do with violence or hate. I don't hate him. I never expressed hate for Charlie Kirk. I've never expressed hate for Donald Trump. But there are people who want to perceive disagreement as hate, and you're not allowed on this show anymore. We are changing the whole policy, and being on this show is a privilege. It is not your right. And you can think or say whatever the hell you want, but you are a small group of people, and there are people who love our show. They love us. They love what we stand for. They love what we do. They don't want us to change. And that is the massive group of people who are listening. And we're not about to allow this small faction of militant listeners to change the tone of our show and to question our integrity to the point where you think we're happy. You can't stand. These people can't stand that I'm hurt by this, that Ian's hurt by this, that we don't condone this, that we didn't want this to happen, that we are outraged and sickened that it did happen. You can't stand that we have that attitude because it robs you of hating us. Well, you can take your hate somewhere else because being on this show, and it really has always been this way, but we've gotten a little relaxed with it. Being on this show is a privilege. It's not your right. And that's the way we're going to run the show. Now, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And I will tell you that I am very disgusted with what this country has become. This is not the America I want to live in. It is very ironic and appropriate that we are talking about this incident in America on the day that we remember the 9/11 attack. And most of our bumper music today, going in and out of breaks, is music that was written about 9/11, including this song by the Eagles, A Hole in the World. I'm Scoot. Thank you for being with us. I appreciate all of you, and we're going to make the show better for all of you, and we're going to try to do what we can to inspire us all to be better as Americans. And we'll be back on WWL.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We should not be happy in America right now because this is not the America we're supposed to be. And I'll be damned if I'm going to sit around and just let this happen without doing as much as I can to point it out. And let's make one very clear factual distinction. to Elon Musk, to Jesse Waters, and to everybody who is trying to make this about the left versus the right. For everybody who's trying to make this seem like it is a war, the left against the right. For all of those individuals who are doing that, you're wrong. The fact is, this was one person. He does not represent the left. He does not represent Democrats. And if you want to make that assignment, then you're the one who's making a mistake. You are fueling the hate. This is one person who is obviously not mentally stable. Because you and I can get frustrated in a debate, and I would like to think that nowhere is there a thought of violence. We can have a passionate debate and totally disagree with each other, but there should not be the thought of violence. So let's be clear about this. This guy does not represent anybody except himself. And Elon Musk saying that the Democrats are the party of murderers, and Jesse Waters fueling the flames. I appreciate Greg Gutfeld not doing that. Greg Gutfeld was just great yesterday in talking about how this is just an individual. And you know, one of the problems that we have collectively as a country, not necessarily you or me, but that we have as a country, let's keep these two things in mind. First of all, we want the politicians to fight for us. We don't want the politicians to compromise for us. And that's a mistake. We want them to dig in and fight. And if nothing is happening, then at least they fought for us. That's not my mentality, but that is the mentality of a lot of Americans. And the politicians respond to that. It's not like in the days of Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill totally disagreeing with each other. But they didn't hate each other. And they got stuff done. And to a great degree, Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich did not like each other at all. But they did get some things done. Debate is acceptable. Hate is not acceptable. And we are going to denounce anybody who is trying to make this seem like it is a war between the right and the left, because it is not. It is the work of one individual. The other thing to consider is the media. And when you watch these talk shows, what gets attention? Shouting matches, yelling, and the media sets up a debate and they find the most bombastic, they find the most passionate, they find the most argumentative individuals to put on the debate, because that's what gets ratings. And I keep talking to you about how the news media is entertainment, and it is governed by the same principles that govern any form of entertainment. It's about creating compelling content. And you and I have to be smart enough to know that they don't represent all of us. And the quest to get ratings is about finding people who are argumentative, finding people who are, I guess to some degree, hateful of the other side. Because that's about human conflict. And that's something that is always part of successful entertainment. All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to James and Harvey. Hey, James.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Good.
First of all, I want to say I agree with you. But I have some nuances I think need to be said. Hate is not the problem. To me, hate is just one of the symptoms of a larger problem. And there's some other symptoms that are showing up. And I want to remind people that about 2 weeks ago, there was a little 8-year-old boy named Fletcher and his little friend named Harper praying in school in a church died 2 weeks ago, somewhat in the same manner as this type of violence. We need to keep our eye on the ball, because yesterday, to me, it was not, even though I didn't agree with the man, but yesterday, two other children lost a father, a woman lost her husband, I tried to look up to see if Mr. Kirk had brothers and sisters so I could mourn with them. But praise God, I don't know if he has any or not. Not care. I care that they are hurting today if he has them. I hope nobody knows who they are because their names don't need to be put in the public. But people, what we need to realize, if we are more concerned about politics and who wins and who loses, while our house is burning down and we can't protect our own children, we need to find out what the disease is. So before I get two more, thanks for letting me speak, Scoot.
James, I appreciate everything you said, and you're right. If you're on hold, just hang on. We're going to get to your calls. Also, we'll go to Ian with some of your text messages that have been coming in. But the theme of the show today, the thing that we need to remember in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk being shot and killed, Charlie Kirk being assassinated, the thing we need to remember is that debate does not equal hate. Debate is okay. And even though this song was written a long time ago, it is so appropriate today that we ask the question, what's going on? I'm Scoot. And we'll be back on WWL.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's very appropriate that we talk about the tragedy of Charlie Kirk assassination yesterday on today, the anniversary of 9/11. And much of our bumper music is music that was written after 9/11. This is Sarah McLachlan's song, A World on Fire. And, you know, it fits. It fits. The only thing difference, the only big difference is that we are divided today. After 9/11, we were not divided. We came together as a country for a few minutes, and then we just went back to being who we are. All right, let's get to some of your calls, and then we'll get to a few of your text messages. Chuck's in Gonzales. Hey, Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. I'll just get it out in the front. Sick people kill, and sick people revel in other people dying. So I just wanted to get that out in the front.
You're right.
The way I feel. However, I had never even heard of Charlie Kirk until he got shot, to be honest with you. So I just said, you know, like I like to do, I like to be informed. So I started reading and listening and watching a lot of the things that he did. He wasn't college educated, from what I heard on the TV, but he liked to hang around colleges because I think Charlie Kirk was not a real good person in my mind. I think he was on college campuses infecting people's minds with rhetoric that he was a very sly speaker. I don't even say he was a debater, but he was a very sly speaker in the way he wove in what I feel were racist, white supremacist comments in children's minds, college students, you know, young adults. And I don't think he was a good guy. In fact, when I was reading all of the things about him, a movie came back to me, a flashback of a movie called The Dead Zone with Christopher Walken and Brooke Adams and Martin Sheen, where Martin Sheen was this rising political star that Christopher Walken had this ability from an accident that he was involved in to see the future and see that this rising star was going to be this evil authoritarian figure. And when I was reading all the stuff about Charlie Kirk, I couldn't help having that flashback thinking, this doesn't seem like a very nice person to me, hiding behind his religious right BS, if you ask me. He was planting very unkind, if you don't speak English in this country, you need to go. He hung around with a lot of white supremacists that I could read.
Well, Charlie Kirk subscribed to Christian nationalism. He was a Christian nationalist. And this is why I disagreed with much of Charlie Kirk. But I don't, Chuck, I don't know what kind of person he was. You know, he comes across as being a very charismatic young male. but I can't speak with what's in his heart. But I agree with you that much of what he said was very divisive, and he was a Christian nationalist. He wants this country, he wanted this country to be a theocracy. He wanted Christianity to rule the government and the government to rule by Christianity. I disagree with that. But Charlie Kirk invited debate. He went out of his way. He was on Jubilee. I saw him on Jubilee, which is a very interesting show on I think it's on YouTube, it might be. It invites somebody in to debate like a whole group of people. And Charlie Kirk was a really successful debater. I disagree with what he stood for, but I still hate what happened to him. Because, again, debate does not equate hate. And we can have debate in this country and not hate each other. So, again, we can disagree with Charlie Kirk, but we also have to disagree with the fact that he was silenced by a bullet, because that's not the answer. Janice is in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yes, Duke. I've got something. I'm very sorry about Charlie, by the way. I didn't know, too much about him or anything, but, I mean, the man never deserves to be killed, that's for sure.
But, well, I mean, I guess you can argue it depends on the crime that somebody commits, but expressing opinions that people disagree with is not a crime.
No, I don't mean nobody deserves to be killed. Criminals, if you murder, I say I got my big three.
Janice, listen, we know you. If somebody shoplifts, death penalty.
No, not for that.
All right, I exaggerated a little bit.
Okay, now here's the deal here. This is something people need to open their eyes to, because I am seeing it. It's very obvious. It says here that there is a man, he's in the FCC, he plans to charge at enemies of the president, ready to use a power last used in 1971. Now, it says here that he has stated that he's ready and willing to take action against major media companies, including potentially pulling broadcast licenses. And it says here, he's been with the agency since 2017. He seems to have embraced President Donald Trump's approach to the media.
Yeah, his name is Brendan Carr. That's the head of the FCC.
Yes.
And Janice, you're right, and it's something that I was going to get to this afternoon, because this is a scary thought, too, that the chairman of the FCC wants to start attacking and punishing
media outlets
that say something that President Trump considers out of line. Well,
here's something, Scoot. There's a lady on Facebook there. She got all twisted yesterday. Twisted. MSNBC should be abolished. No, they should not. There was a man on there last night. He said something with regard to Charlie Kirk's assassination that he should not have said. But that is on him, and MSNBC did do the right thing. They fired him. But I would not remove, that would be like saying the guy at late night TV there. Oh, he said a stupid joke. Let's take CBS off the air.
Well, this is
people don't realize we're turning into an autocracy here, and you better open your eyes. I know three people. I know three people. My cousin, a lady Brenda on Facebook, and a lady on AOL, Marilyn. And those women swear by Donald J. Trump. Now, I'm not saying I'm not down with some things he does, but I am also opening my eyes and seeing things. I am not stupid. I am seeing things that he wants to do. This is a free country. And I do say we have a right to speak unless I draw the line at inciting violence.
Of course.
Or direct threats.
Well, Janice, I think it's really great that you bring this awareness, because this is a really scary thing in America. This is unprecedented. I don't care if it's been done before. I'd have to go look up and see what was actually done. But the idea that the president of the United States is going to talk about actively punishing or pulling licenses of broadcast media that allow words that he considers to be negative toward him. This is a dictatorship if this happens. The president and the government do not control speech. This is a direct violation of the First Amendment, and we cannot stand for this. And you might agree that you don't like the things that these people are saying, but the fact that you want to shut that down, that's even worse. It's even worse. We'll be talking about this afternoon as well. Sheryl Crow wrote this song after 9/11. Happy birthday today to Harry Connick Jr., 58 years old. I'm Scoot on the air. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to some of your texts coming up right after the news, and we'll get to more of your calls. We're just continuing to talk about the Great American Divide and the finger-pointing that is going on in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's assassination yesterday, which broke during our show. We talked about it yesterday, but the conversation must continue today. We need to change America.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.